Good morning. Welcome back. We are sorry that we didn't manage to record last week, but we were missing one of our co-hosts for a very good reason. Where were you, co-host?
I was in Paso de Tonale, I believe.
Didn't know there was a day.
Yeah, there was. And we were taking part in the IAPS ski competition.
And with great results. Oscar, do you want to share?
I believe I came 6th or 7th in the individual race out of 250.
Not too shabby. That's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah, proud of you. And how was the week on the whole?
It was really fun. Yeah, it was, because we had disco nights and movie nights.
Ooh,
and
all
sort of fun, say, pizza party.
Oh my days. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
Would you encourage people to take part in ski club?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, what year group is it aimed at?
I think it is year
4 or 5?
Either year 5 or year 6 upwards.
Okay, so maybe if you're in current year 5 or next year's year 5, have a think about it. Something good
definitely.
To do. And what did Oscar miss? It was quite a good week last week.
Science week!
Exactly.
It was really fun. My favourite bit was probably holding the chicks. That was really fun. So we held the chicks, and I was with Ross, and I was holding it, and it was really calm, and then Ross held it, and he just, like, ran off.
Oh, dear.
And it started squeaking.
So, yes, the chicks came round, and there was a chick lottery won by Teddy Rasby.
Yes, I'm yes. so irritated.
He
it
got...
Was, it was 6-1-8. I got 4-1-8.
What are the chances? It's something crazy, Mr. Hull said.
It's like 1 in 700.
Yeah, it was on the last podcast, so
yeah.
if you
listen back,
know. Yeah, listen, go and listen back.
Yeah,
it was good.
So it was really good, and then there was lots more sort of engineering and math things as well. So that you did.
We did technical drawing for, I think, designing our own Formula One car.
So and then lower school had a science immersion day where they just did science all day. So I think it'd be quite good to find out some of the things mm-hmm. they did, because they did really cool lava lamps and other stuff, really hands on.
Wow.
It was really good. And then, yeah, there was just a lot more going on, I think, than normal. Did you do dissection?
No, I didn't, because last year I didn't feel too good.
A sensible decision making. And there was a really good science show.
Oh, the science show was good.
Yeah, the little ones did bubbles and the older boys did states of matter, and it was excellent.
I wasn't there.
It was really good. Oh, no. Well, it was good, sorry. The bits I saw. There's clips of it on Instagram if you want to watch back.
I will.
And then we were catching up, so we were talking about what had been going on. And also the other thing that had happened this week was yesterday's cross country.
Ooh.
How was that, guys?
That was good. That was won by Cyrus Shake, and I think we might interview him about it. I came 65th.
Not bad.
Oscar, what did you come?
I just scraped on the triple digits, which was very irritating.
They were talking about it earlier and saying that they were, you felt like you were closer, and then it all changed at the end.
Yeah, that's the same with me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, I wanted to come top 60, and I came
65. Oh, not bad. I'd be proud. And the little ones, the 3s and 4s, is cancelled, postponed because of the weather. So any tips for them? Do you see them around school? What would
definitely
you
do
just
a lot
running.
Of warm-ups before
warm-ups.
You do it, definitely.
Yes, because you said you got a stitch, didn't you?
I got a bad stitch in my shoulder.
Shins.
Yeah, Oscar had a sore shin.
Shin splint.
I get it. So do you do a lead warm-up by Mr. Stewart? Or
no,
you
so
you
go in our house warm- our houses and we do a warm-up.
And then next week is play week.
Yes.
Big week. Oh.
So yeah, we have the year 5 and 6 and the year 7 and 8 play. It's going to be...
Wizard of Oz and then Broken Yellow Brick Road.
Have you seen the
year 5 and 6
one?
No, I haven't.
I have. I am helping out with the year.
When will you get to watch that?
I don't think...
We won't be able to.
No.
Except for me.
And there's a community performance. Is that right? On the Monday? We're doing
yes,
it
we are.
Yes.
Schools. I've seen this. We just saw the stage. It looks really good.
It does
look
good.
We just played ping pong in there and it looked amazing.
Yeah. And then the seats are coming this week.
Yes.
So last chance to get your tickets.
Oh, I think my parents have got them.
For the listeners. And then you can interview, we think we'll interview Miss Scarlett and Miss Lewis and
see
what they, maybe things to look out for and that kind of thing. Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rugby Podcast. So today we're here with Charlie Pearl, who's going to tell us a bit about cross country. So our first question for you, Charlie, is what do you do to prepare for cross country?
I don't really prepare. I do a couple of... park runs outside of school and a lot of stretches, but that's mainly it.
And what place did you come in the cross country?
I came first in my year, but overall I came fourth.
And why do you like cross country?
I like cross country because it leaves me to be free in my own imagination, and it gives me a chance to be away from everyone else.
Okay, so our fourth question for you is, what was your favourite moment in the cross country?
My favourite moment probably got to be across the finish line, because I just find it's an extreme amount of effort, and I think that it's a quite good achievement.
Thank you.